Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
How are you doing, Miles? This is Nicholas Sanchez.
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm calling because I have a DC Chess Collection subscription, and I haven't received anything since the 24th.
Is
there any reason for that?
Well, the only thing that I can think is something is out of stock. And I believe I have located your account. Yes, I've located your account. Can you confirm the address associated with the account?
It should be 1219 Hollowell Street in Ontario, California, 91762.
And then the email address?
It should be SanchezFam6 at MSN.com.
Thank you. And when I pull up your account for the DC Chess Collection, the first thing that came up says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because DC Chess U.S. packaging Red Robin is out of stock.
Okay, so do you have any? Because it's been over a month. How long is that usually going to take?
There's no idea. There's no way to know.
And they won't even send me the next ones down.
No, we wouldn't have the ability to skip anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize about that. But really, what's going on in regards to delays across the board is you're in California. So you probably already are aware of California having passed their new emissions laws and everything else to do with going green. You're aware of that?
Yeah.
So what that did when they passed their new emissions laws, it requires that if you drive an 18-wheeler, your 18-wheeler, it's either that it has to be a year model 2008 or newer, or it has to be 2009 or newer. I can't remember which.
It's 2009, I believe, because I work for a trucking company.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That helps me and arms me with information. So you know that if your 18-wheeler is year model 2008 or older, if you cross the state line of California and you get pulled over by a police officer, instant impound. Well, what happens then? Well, what does that mean is what I'm saying. Well, that means that over half or more of the 18-wheelers that used to go out there to the West Coast, to the ports, to pick up containers off of those container ships that are fully loaded, now they can't even cross the state line of California.
Yeah, so we got one of the biggest ports here, so I understand. We got Long Beach, which is the biggest port, so...
I mean, just think if you have less than half of the trucks necessary to even get the containers off the ships, and each truck can carry one container, that it's really, really royally messed up the supply chain in the United States of America.
Okay.
And I mean, while the idea of going green sounds great on paper and cutting emissions sounds great on paper, you know, that's great. You know, do we want to leave a better future for our children and grandchildren? Absolutely. That's a great idea. But when it comes right down to it, it's causing problems for people like you and every single one of our customers and every single customer of any business that's relying on inventory that's in those containers on those container ships to not be able to get the inventory that they need or the items that they purchased and things that they're waiting on. Because there's just not enough trucks to go out there, get the containers, take them to where they go, and go back, get more containers, and repeat that process over and over until everybody gets everything they need. So inventory for us is just kind of trickling in, and it's causing massive delays that are outside of our control, all because California thinks that if they reduce emissions, they're going to save the world, when in reality... If one volcano explodes, if there's one volcanic eruption, that's going to put more emissions in our atmosphere than have ever been created by any human or animal that's ever even existed on the face of the planet.
Right. Okay. Well, that's not a problem then. No.
But at least now you know, if you weren't already aware, now you know the reason why things are moving more slowly and why there's, you know, going to be delays with your shipments, unfortunately. Because back when we started these collections and these buildups for people to order, this wasn't a thing. There wasn't a problem, you know, in regards to the trucks being able to get the containers and get them to our warehouse. That wasn't an issue. And then all of a sudden, you know, now it's an issue. It's not fair to you, and it's not fair to our company, nor is it fair to any other business or person waiting on those items that are coming in just as slow as molasses, really.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome, and thank you for that information. Now I know that it's your model 2008 or older. It cannot cross the state lines of California.
Yep. Okay. You have yourself a good one.
You too. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a good day. And also, please hold for a short one-question survey after this call, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Please hold.